This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission had a little get-together with representatives of the residential real estate industry today. A workshop, they called it, but really, it was more like a long-term follow-up. 10 years ago, the Justice Department found the residential real estate industry to be engaged in anti-competitive practices. That's the legal vernacular. Because traditional licensed real estate brokers pretty much had a lock on something called the multiple listing services. It's a critical set of real estate listing databases, which left new kinds of brokerages with pared-down services or strictly online business models struggling to compete. So there was a consent decree, barriers to entry were lowered, and now, 10 years, one housing crisis and an internet economy explosion later, that decree is about to expire, and Justice and the FTC are taking stock of where things are. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Real estate agent Lou Vivas arrived early to his meeting to put together a gift bag.
There's wine and there's a branded Cutco knife that I give to clients. So people tend to like it. And
it's closing day, one of the happiest days in the real estate business. Buyers get the house they want. In this case, they would be couple Mark Anderson and Tulin Ozdegger. The seller gets a check or a wire transfer, and the process is finally over. Getting here wasn't easy. D.C. is one of the tightest markets in the country.
We got outbid several times. Some of them are going way over asking. Sometimes it's, you know, $100,000, $200,000, sometimes even more over asking.
As in many things these days, it was data that set this happy ending in motion. Vivas is a licensed real estate agent, so he has access to the local multiple listing service, the repository for just about everything that's on the market. He set up email alerts for Mark and Tulin so they'd know the minute the type of place they were looking for became available.
I actually remember getting the notification for the house that we bought the morning of our closing on the house that we sold.
That's Tulin, and it was just what they were looking for. 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, and a big yard for their 2 daughters. Tulin got her email on a Friday and was at the house the next day.
And then we came back together after the open house to look at it again.
And then we went back again on Sunday
to the open house.
With the kids.
Offer made, offer accepted, and a nice commission for Vivas and the listing agent. A familiar story. Surprisingly familiar, given all that's happened to the housing market in the past 10 years. Agents no longer have exclusive access to MLS data, and online sites like Redfin, Zillow, and Trulia are in the mix. Maisie Wong, a real estate economist at the Wharton School of Business, says increased competition should have driven down commissions and other costs.
But if you look at the data suggests that commission rates have not actually changed that much.
They're still stuck at about 6%, far higher than Europe and similar markets. So what happened? Wong says agents may steer clients to deals where commissions are highest, potentially putting low-fee brokerages like Redfin and smaller startups at a disadvantage because sellers are afraid they might lose out.
Because you're very worried that the buyer's agent may not bring a buyer to your house, and that offsets the competitive force of pricing.
Some brokers have also been known to withhold listings from online listing services. Jessica Drake is an attorney at the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Competition, which monitors the industry.
There's room for confusion for consumers about what they're really seeing when they see listings information on the internet.
That's why the DOJ and the FTC are starting to meet with the industry.
It's been about 10 years since we last took a close look at competition in this space.
And a lot can happen in a decade. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
A lot can happen in a decade, as it turns out, which is why we've got a big project going this year. What's happened in our collective economic lives the past 10 years? It's called Divided Decade, and it lives at marketplace.org.